Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your daily dose of motivation and maybe a little bit of comedic relief. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing deadlines and to-do lists that never seem to end? You know that feeling when, I'll get to it later, turns into a constant state of overwhelm? Well, I'm here to tell you, my friend, it doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the art of setting healthy boundaries, because trust me, learning to say, no, can actually unlock incredible time management superpowers. Now, before you picture yourself becoming a hermit, hear me out. Setting boundaries isn't about isolating yourself or becoming a grumpy recluse. It's about consciously protecting your energy, time, and mental well-being. Think of it as creating a sacred space where you can focus on what truly matters to you, like crushing those goals, spending quality time with loved ones, or finally getting around to that pottery class you've been dreaming of. So, what are some key takeaways for mastering the art of boundaries? Buckle up, because we're about to unlock a treasure trove of wisdom. First off, identify your non-negotiables. What activities bring you joy and energy? What tasks absolutely must get done to keep your life running smoothly? Maybe it's that early morning workout, dedicating an hour to creative pursuits, or simply having guilt-free evenings for relaxation. Recognize these essential elements and treat them like the VIPs they are. Next, learn to say, no, gracefully. This doesn't mean becoming a master of sarcasm or shutting down every request. Instead, practice politely declining commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. You can try phrases like, thank you so much for thinking of me, but I'm already fully committed at the moment, or, I really appreciate the offer, but it wouldn't be a good fit for my current schedule. Remember, saying, no, is not selfish, it's self-care. Now, let's talk about communication. Be upfront and clear about your needs and expectations with friends, family, and colleagues. Let them know what you're comfortable with and what you need to prioritize. This open dialogue can help prevent misunderstandings and resentment down the road. Think of it like setting the stage for a successful collaboration. Everyone knows their role and feels respected. Time blocking is your secret weapon. This involves scheduling specific blocks of time in your day for different tasks or activities. It helps you stay focused, reduces distractions, and ensures that important things get done. Imagine it as creating a personalized roadmap for your day, no more aimlessly drifting from task to task. Finally, don't forget about self-care. Boundaries aren't just about protecting your time. They're also about nurturing your well-being. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Remember, a rested and recharged mind is more productive and resilient. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and social events. She feels overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's constantly playing catch-up. She knows she needs to make changes but isn't sure where to start. Sarah decides to try setting boundaries. She starts by identifying her non-negotiables, a morning yoga session, quality time with her kids after school, and an hour of dedicated work time each evening. Then, she learns to politely decline extra commitments that don't align with those priorities. She also implements time blocking, scheduling specific blocks for different tasks throughout the day. Sarah notices a significant shift. She feels less stressed, more focused, and enjoys her days more. She has more energy to invest in things that truly matter to her. Sarah's story shows us that setting boundaries isn't just about saying, no, it's about creating space for what matters most, leading to a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. So, are you ready to ditch the overwhelm and unlock your time management potential? Remember, setting healthy boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice, self-awareness, and courage. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Start small, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could benefit from some boundary-setting wisdom. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what you're doing to create healthy boundaries in your life. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.